Barra State Fridays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery in Big Rapids. Support those who support the dogs and visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery today.
It's time for a Ferris State Friday interview on a Wednesday with the holiday weekend. But man, it's a huge weekend for Tony Anise and Ferris State football. They'll host Central Missouri in the second round of the D2 football playoffs this Saturday at Top Taggart Field in Big Rapids. Kickoffs set for 1 p.m. The region's top-seeded Bulldogs will be playing on this holiday weekend, their sixth consecutive year in the D2 playoffs, which is the longest streak in D2 football. The four-seeded Central Missouri Mules beat Indy 37-27 last week to advance to Ferris State University in Big Rapids on Saturday at 1. And, Coach, what have you seen on film this week looking at Central Missouri?
Well, we've had a couple weeks to look at Central Missouri and Indy. We kind of prepared to obviously play both of them, and so it gave us a little bit extra time to break them down. But Central Missouri's the top offense in the nation statistically. They've got a great quarterback, outstanding receivers. They throw the ball very effectively, and they're also, you know, have the capacity to run it well. So they got good balance on offense. You know, our defense has held up pretty good against everyone, so hopefully we play great on Saturday. And then, you know, on the other side of the ball, you know, they've given up some yardage, but, you know, a lot of the times they are blowing opponents out. Anytime this time of year you've got, you know, this isn't like FBS where bowl teams sometimes are 6-6 or 7-5, you know. I mean, you're playing 10-1, 11-0, you know, at worst, you know, maybe a two-loss team. So there's no two-loss teams in our region other than Lindenwood, but it's a huge challenge for us because they're a great team.
Tony Anise, head football coach at Ferris State University. Bulldogs ranked second in D2 football. They're hosting a playoff game against Central Missouri this holiday weekend on Saturday at 1 o'clock at Top Taggart Field in Big Rapids here on the west side of the state. All the game and postseason and ticket info, everything you need at ferrisstatebulldogs.com. That is ferrisstatebulldogs.com. 3 weeks off. We talked about this last week, Tony, and now with Campbell having ankle surgery and out for the rest of the season, Travis Russell, who gives you the luxury of being an incredible backup and a leader on the field and off the field, he now will quarterback the Dogs as you try and win the D2 National Championship. Let's talk about the layoff and also Russell now as your surefire number one QB the rest of the postseason.
Yep, the layoff's been great. It's really gotten us fresh legs. You know, the thing about it is sometimes coaches kind of assess things like the weather or layoffs or playing on the road, and then they start, you know, making excuses for why they can, you know, kind of fail. And so, you know, our situation is everything's a positive. So the layoff was a huge positive. We're fresh. We're healthy, minus J. Rue, and we're excited to play. So we've had a lot of opportunities to kind of rejuvenate ourselves. Sometimes, you know, last year we went 16 straight games. So, you know, we got kind of a two-week intermission, and now we're getting ready for this playoff game. And it's our sixth straight Thanksgiving weekend game here at Ferris, so we're proud of that.
What about Russell? He's had a lot of playing time, so that makes you comfortable going into your playoff opener Saturday at 1 at Top Taggart Field with Travis Russell out of Grand Rapids West Catholic and what he can do on the field and also his leadership.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, he's a great young man. And you know, people say, oh, well, you know, this is a big game. Well, we just played. Our last game was a big game. We had to beat Grand Valley to win the GLIAC championship outright and be undefeated in the regular season, and he played the whole game. So he's battle-tested. You know, our offense really doesn't change. He's just got some strengths that J. Rue really didn't have in certain areas, and then J. Rue had some strengths that Travis doesn't have in certain areas. So that's a coach's job to get him prepared and you know, play to his strengths, which we've been practicing now for 3 weeks to play to his strengths. So very excited about his opportunity to lead us to victory on Saturday.
Ferris will be playing on Saturday, 1 o'clock, Top Taggart Field in Big Rapids on the campus of Ferris State University. Their D2 playoff opener after an opening round bye, they will take on Central Missouri. Ferris has reached the national quarterfinals or beyond each of the past 3 years under Coach Anise and his staff. They're 10-0, and they had that very unique three-week layoff that is reminiscent of a team wrapping up the regular season and playing a bowl game. You don't see that a lot at the D2 level or the D1 level outside of a bowl game. So FerrisStateBulldogs.com, ticket info. Follow the Dogs throughout the D2 playoffs. That's FerrisStateBulldogs.com, or tickets available at the box office Saturday at 1. Ferris State, Central Missouri, D2 football playoffs at Top Taggart Field in Big Rapids. Coach, good luck, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great weekend. Go Big Reds. Go Big Reds. Got to win that state championship this weekend.
Yeah, you got Muskegon and Cameron Martinez, who's going to Ohio State, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, stud
great
player.
Young man.
Yeah, that Ford Field experience, you've been a part of it. That's awesome. And
yeah, it is.
Football's
it
alive is. And well, man. You know what? Peter and Hope lost last week, but he made it to the playoffs, a building block, another step. And putting that program into the national spotlight. You're just running a machine right now with Ferris State. You got Grand Valley. You got the GLIAC. You got Michigan, Ohio State this weekend. You got Michigan State playing for a bowl game. Central, if they beat Toledo Saturday, they're in the MAC championship game. If they lose, Western gets in after that tough loss last night at Northern Illinois, and the high school championships this weekend. So what a holiday weekend for football, Tony. Enjoy it.
It is, and I think Central Michigan is on Friday at home. So that's a great opportunity for people to get out and see them on Friday. They play Toledo. So.
Yeah, and then they can watch you on Saturday at 1, okay?
Absolutely. All right, Bill, thanks.
Yeah, good luck. Tony Anise, head football coach at Ferris State University, joining us on a special holiday edition of the Ferris State Friday interview, but on a Wednesday.
Ferris State Fridays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Crankers Restaurant and Brewery in Big Rapids. Support those who support the Dogs and visit Crankers Restaurant and Brewery today.